I think I'm right that roughly between 8,000 and 10,000 acres of potentially developable land has been identified within the urban services boundary that could be put to use, not all of it. Are there challenges with that? Because while we may have the acreage, it's maybe not all in one place.
Yeah, there are definitely challenges. Infrastructure is the biggest challenge going on right now. It's not getting a lot of publicity, but as a part of the consent decree with the EPA, the Urban County Government is having to manage their sanitary sewer development. And as people tie onto that, they're going to have to start probably using a bank of credits to allow expansion in that. And those credits will be developed by infrastructure improvements in the sanitary sewer system. So that's going to be a barrier to future development. How the Urban County Government handles that will have a very definite impact on that.
Wherever you turn in Lexington these days, there seems to be an undercurrent of excitement about this city, often compared with others. Do you sense that, and are we as hot as we think we are?
Well, I do sense that, and particularly the downtown development. You give the mayor the credit for that. He's been very focused on development downtown. I think the Center Point project got off to a bumpy start, but both sides came together, and I think going to create a really nice development for downtown. Rupp Arena, obviously, is in the news every day. That's exciting. Everybody loves basketball, and everybody's wanting to see how that's going to turn out. And it looks like it's going to be a great project. Downtown is I think, a crucial part of the excitement about Lexington. And when you have companies that are depending on intellectual capital, kids with computer backgrounds, technical backgrounds, and those folks, they want to live downtown. They want to walk to restaurants and to bars and to activities. And that will, I think, help boost economic development in that sense.
From your perspective, as somebody who's been involved in this and watching it for many years, is there anything that you would like to see changed, improved?
I think the downtown development's on the right track. I work downtown. I see it every day when I drive to and from work. I think that there's going to be a give and take in the next 10 to 20 years between the private sector and the public sector, like in the Center Point project. There was a lot of tension that early on. Both sides came together, compromised, and are coming out with a very nice development. You're going to see more of that as we try to grow and stay within the land that's available right now. You have pressures to expand the urban service area. There'll be pressure to keep it smaller, and that give and take will ultimately work out well, I think.